Writing about the lawless looting, rioting, and general chaos in Milwaukee over the weekend, National Review's David French made several insightful points, including this. Being an activist means never saying you're sorry. So in either case, oppression and death are the cops' fault. Police aggressively and the police are to blame for strained community relations. Back off and the police are to blame for the chaos and violence that ensues. The destructiveness of Black Lives Matter lies in its fundamental inability to recognize that the primary responsibility for peace and justice within black communities belongs to the community itself. The police are not making black people kill each other at alarming rates. The police are not making black people drop out of school or black men father children out of wedlock. Yet it's remarkable the extent to which anti-police activists simply take those factors as givens and then demand that police know exactly how to navigate and diffuse the resulting and inevitable social pathologies. In other words, activists demand the impossible and then riot when their impossible demands aren't met. Unless cooler heads prevail, they'll continue to push our cities back to the brink, back to the bad old days when murder rates were so high people openly wondered if our great urban communities were doomed to fail. Want to save our cities? Then reject the radicals. In the name of justice, they bring chaos. In the name of peace, they bring death, French wrote. He couldn't be more correct, and I'll add that most mob movements of the left, worldwide and for over 100 years, have the same result. Chaos called justice, violence called peace, and utter hypocrisy at every turn. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.